Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
This week, Relaxus Flex is coming to you live from
Planet Rock.
Planet Rock. Where? Which Planet Rock?
Planet Rock in space.
Pow wow.
Where did it come from last week?
Last week we're in Pluto. This week we're in Planet Rock.
Planet
from
Rock.
Space. Swaggy, swaggy.
Swaggy, swaggy. No gravity.
Yeah, we out here. We floating all around. Wow, we look at that. Flack, can you fetch the oxygen tank quickly?
Sure.
let's cross to the back engine now to see what's happening there. Yo, back engine of the spaceship, where you at?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
The back engine's always confused as to where
Kat,
we are.
Kat, you gotta use your imagination.
Yeah, use your imagination.
Spacey.
Huh?
Swaggy, swaggy in the spacey.
Yes,
spacey.
We're swaggy, swaggy in space.
And then, but Money Maker, what does that got to do with space?
We in the International Cliff Central Space Station.
Virgin Galactic, bitches.
Is it like Independence Day Resurgence?
No, it's just a space station.
You know what the problem is? You live your life in 2D. You need to cross over to the IMAX side of life.
Hey, yeah. I'm in 5D, me. Ahead of you.
Okay, this week's edition of Relaxus Flax are coming to you live from space. We're very excited. Let's kick it off proper.
Relax, it's Flax. Or as tall ass Mo would say, Flexichomium.
I think it's Flexichomium.
Flexichomium.
I finey, but it's okay, Flex.
I thought it was Tall As Mo.
Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
Tall As Mo does another song. He does the Sugar and Bang. Sugar and Bang. Oh. Shady. Whoop, whoop, bang.
I really thought it was Tall As Mo.
Don't worry, bro. We're in space. They're back on Earth.
We should actually see if we can get Ifani on the line and then get him to say it.
Yes. Producer Kat, could we phone down to planet Earth?
No, sorry, we don't have airtime.
Can't you phone Ifani?
We don't have his number.
Oh, Kat.
He doesn't know you. What are we going to say?
No puppies, no tortoises, no Ifani.
No, where's animals? Every week you promise us animals.
I said you guys must do it yourself. I'm not here to play.
Well, you're not even here next week, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, just try Ifani. Just, you got contacts. Just hustle a bit.
I'm busy.
Let's see. Okay, that's your task today, Producer Kat, is to get Ifani to do the whole flexichomium.
And every time he does flex, we'll change it to flex. Yeah, flexichomium.
Power, there you go.
What's a chom? Like a chommy, no?
Yeah, like a mate. There
like
you go.
A mate.
I was just checking you knew.
Flexichomium.
Okay, so first of all, this week on a scale of yes, it was a great week to know it was a cuck week, where you at?
I'd probably give it a six.
Six.
Life is hard out here.
What's wrong? What's happening?
It's cold. It's freezing.
Must be horrible when you wake up in the morning.
And just I'm hustling so hard in this life, and I just feel like every door I kick open is like a revolving door, and it just kicks itself back shut, and I just got to keep kicking it open. I don't know if you ever feel that way about life.
Bro, I've felt that way since I was four.
It's like as people will say yes, then they'll say no. Then they'll say yes, then they'll say no.
That's why Justin said it so well when he said, what do you mean?
Exactly. What do they mean?
What do you mean?
This whole hustle life. Why can't it just be easy? Why can't everyone in life just be there to help everyone else? Why must it be like, oh, but what can you give me if I'm going to help you?
It's just the way that the world works, bro. What can you give me that that I want, and what can I give you that you need?
Yo, what would people do if this world didn't go round? What happens if it just stayed stationary? Then we'd all have to get along with each other to use our forces to make it go round.
I'm not sure scientifically where you're headed.
I don't know
this
where
point.
That went.
I don't know. Obviously, though, we're in space. So I had a vision,
but then ESCOM cut it.
Yes. Yeah.
They cut the light on that vision.
They cut it. Okay, let's get into some big stories coming out of this.
Should we chat about this whole group that's down at the BETs?
Yes.
Okay, so you got Casper in your vest. Mm. You've got AKA, you've got Deleuze. Mm. I saw like Ricky Rick and all of them. And Bonang I saw there as well. Okay, so Bonang's hosting something at the BETs. But then AKA and Deleuze, I've been following them on Snapchat. All they're doing there at the moment is just smoking weed. I don't know if you've been following them on Snapchat, but
AKA... I know AKA was on Snapchat.
Yeah. He posted that he had some weed stick. And then Deleuze posted a photo the other day with just a freaking like a packet full of weed. Like, Oaks are just getting high there. They should be capitalizing and going to go make some music there. Like, the opportunity there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that, but it doesn't sound like they're using the opportunity to the best of its advantage.
Jeez, they should have hustled. Like, I did see Deleuze went to a studio and was, like, listening to jams and that. But if they came back with an album, like, you know how dope that would be? What an experience going to the BETs, and then they come back with the dopest album.
Isn't AKA performing, though? I think he's performing at something at the BETs, like an Africa showcase or something.
I don't know. I saw one South African musician perform there already.
Producer Kat, what's happening? What's the word on the ground over at the BETs?
No, I was just saying he is performing. I just don't know where.
Okay.
Did you see their Snapchats, though, about the weed and stuff?
No, brother. I didn't see them.
What's Bonang doing there?
Ah, she's following her man, her fan.
No, yeah. But she's doing something on the red carpet.
She's doing AKA.
No.
Maybe on the red carpet. I don't know.
But then what happens when AKA and Deleuze bump into Casper Nyovest?
I think that they're going to have a shootout.
No. Don't they have like mad beef?
I mean, I guess they do. I don't know. Who gives a shit, to be honest?
Surely they'll drop their beef and be like, guys, we're in LA, we're making the best for ourselves. Let's maybe drop some beats together.
I think there's going to be contention because Casper did the interview on Sway. And AKA didn't do an interview on Sway. That's quite a big acknowledgement.
Why didn't AKA do an interview?
I don't know. What else, Flax?
Just that whole little group,
You seem very upset. Like,
I can't figure them out. Like, you go to America and now you're posting Snapchats about weed when you should be posting Snapchats about you behind a microphone dropping the maddest beats ever. Like, take opportunity.
Well, listen, it do is
interviews
legal.
Like Casper Nyovest. I know it is, but like do interviews like Casper Nyovest is doing. But then, yeah, I don't get it.
Okay,
but that's just my thoughts. Kylie Jenner and Tiger, did you check that stuff?
No, what's going on?
These are just like stories that confuse the shit out of me. So this morning, Tiger posted a photo of Kylie Jenner sitting on his bed, and he titled it "They Always Come Back." He later deleted it. But how rough is that? They're still hooking up with each other. They're friends with benefits, and they want you to know that.
Even though Tiger's ex, Blac Chyna, is having Rob Kardashian, Kylie's brother's baby.
But still, like, what sort of relationships are in these celeb worlds where they break up, and then it's like the biggest news, but then they're still hooking up with each other just for fun?
You know, I heard an interesting comment from Calvin Harris. I haven't heard the direct quote, but I heard it in the news, and this shouldn't even constitute news, but anyway. That he was saying that Taylor Swift having moved on so quickly is a purely media move, and she knows how to run the media. And this is true for all these celebrities. They have product that they want to push. They have things they are genuinely passionate about, whether it's making music. I don't know. Maybe Kylie really is passionate about making lipsticks. I don't know. and they use their personal lives to sell it. The fact that you're asking about AKA's beef with Casper and are they going to fight and everything, you're not interested in their music. You're interested in the personalities that are around it. It's the culture of celebrity. And we were speaking about this yesterday in that interview we did with the guy from E! Entertainment in the States. There is a culture of celebrity and people want it. And celebrities know they want it. So they give it to them. And they give it to them in the form of their personal lives and what they're doing.
Like, what happens if there should be a line between personal life and what you display
but
to your fans?
But there should be, because the trick is that people will either know you as a personality or people will know you as someone who has a specific craft and something that you're good at and you're passionate about and that you do. Problem is the lines get so blurry.
Yeah, because you get social media like Snapchat where people are posting about their kids or them doing this or them doing that.
Bro, it's heavy.
Like this Kylie and Tiger thing, this breakup should have just been a normal breakup, but yeah, on social media, they're busy posting of each other being in each other's bedrooms after they broke up, like making out that they're friends with benefits and stuff. Even after...
And it's working because you're talking about them. So they want you to talk about them and that's exactly what you're doing.
You know, this morning, a photo got released of Kylie kissing... who's that rapper? The Future or something? What's his...
Maybe, possibly. Kylie was kissing The Future and Tiger. What's going on?
What's that rapper's name? Something next door...
Just Future.
Future.
It's not their future. It's just Sierra's ex-baby daddy.
Are you sure? No, it's something like Party Next Door. That's his name. Party Next Door? Is that right? Or Party on the Weekend? Something like that.
You're very well prepared for this week's Relax, It's Flax.
No, his name slipped my mind because it's like, it's so it's totally slipped my mind. But if you know his name, please phone.
Flax, don't let this stuff get to you.
I forgot his name. I've legit forgotten his name.
Don't let these celebrities get to you.
It's so hard, like, keeping up with them and understanding them. It's like a completely different, like, they live in a different world to us.
Well, yes and no. They still go and shit on the toilet. Like, there's commonalities that all human beings share. You've probably got drama in your life, which we could amplify if we needed to find an
but
angle.
But I'd never do something like get back with, well, like, hook up with someone that I've dumped and then post up a photo and be like, they always come back for more.
So that's good. You see, you are more enlightened than
like,
these
what
people.
What goes through their mind? Like, that's zero respect for each other. That's just like a dumb move to do.
What else, dude?
This is pretty funny. Can I borrow the aux cable for this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this dude has a girlfriend. Now, she's not like the brightest girl ever. And he asks her like a simple maths question. And let me pull this up here. Listen how she replies to it. Is it on there? Now, any...
When your hair is this soft.
Goddamn ads.
Which shampoo was that?
I have no clue. But I don't know how to exit this ad. Guys...
We'll be back on the other side of this short commercial break. Because Flax took the aux cable, this is as close as we'll get to the waiting music.
Guys, this is not working, eh?
As we load it.
I can't believe I have to sit through this entire ad just to play you this clip.
How long is the ad?
It doesn't even tell me. Do you want to hear the ad? Ugh, I think it's done. Oh, there we go. Ad's done. Ad's done. Oh my god, marketing has gone. Woo. Okay, you ready? Now, this is a simple math question, but she can't get it.
Jen, I've got a question for you.
Right.
It's a pretty straightforward question.
Yeah.
You've got to imagine something, all right? Imagine you go to a pizza shop,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you order a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. The waiter asks you if you'd like your large pizza that you've ordered into 8 or 12 slices. What do you choose and why?
Well, I choose a large pizza and I've got to tell
them
how many slices I want.
Well, yeah, actually, do you want to cut an 8, madam, or 12?
Okay, so what would your answer be?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, let's hear her answer.
Why 8?
Because I won't be able to eat 12.
You don't think you could eat 12?
No.
So you don't think you could eat 12. So what pizza would you have, by the way?
Hawaiian.
So you'd have a Hawaiian large pizza cut into 8 slices rather than 12?
Yeah.
Because you could only eat 8 slices.
Yeah, because I can't eat the extra 4.
I don't know why he's laughing.
What are you laughing for?
Let me get this straight, yeah? You're telling me that you would order a large Hawaiian pizza and you'd have it cut into 8 slices because you couldn't eat 12 of the same pizza?
Yeah, because I can't eat the extra 4 slices, Brad. I'm not fat and gutty. Why are you laughing?
You'd have 8 pizza slices, yeah? Of a pizza.
I'd have 8, Brad, because this is what bugs me about you. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'd have 8, yeah? Because I can't eat the extra 4 because that'd be too much for me. What are you laughing for, Din?
I'm the Din. Right, so let me get this straight. You got a large pizza, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a large Hawaiian pizza. He asked me, Jenny, how many slices would you like that cut into? I say 8, please, sir. And then he comes out with my 8 pieces, and you ask me why have I done that? Because I can't eat the extra 4 fucking bits. What is so hard to understand about that?
But it's the same pizza, Jen, so it'd be the same amount, wouldn't it?
How would it? It's 4 extra bits of pizza on my plate.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how we'd cope with this.
You're annoying me now.
But, alright, so would these 8 slices be the same size as the 12 slices?
Oh, I don't know. I don't cut a fucking pizza for
Okay, oh my god. This is time we'll never get back.
I don't know
why he's laughing about it. This is the person that he wants to spend time with. A dumb, a thick as pig shit. I don't know.
Thick as pig shit. She's so stupid.
She must be very attractive to make up for that.
No, but I love the fact that he filmed it and he posted it up on social media.
Listen, speaking of women, whether they're attractive or not, talk to me about this research that you came across.
Mm. So, scientists went and did all their studies, and they figured out the hotter the girl is, the less likely the man is to wear a condom. He doesn't even care about the high risk of having an STI.
Yeah, because you're not thinking about that in the moment. You're thinking about how attractive this person is.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about how attractive this person is and the fact that you probably won't have another chance to have sex with a girl that's so attractive. So you're like, nah, screw the condom, I don't care.
She probably looks healthy because she's more attractive. You know, if someone's 200 kilograms, they don't look healthy.
It's just crazy to think that based on looks, you trust somebody, and based on looks, you'll act differently.
All the time.
I heard that employers are most likely to employ someone who's fit as compared to someone who's not fit because they're lazy.
Or also, if you don't have an elevator, you need someone who can get up the stairs to get to work.
But I guess that's why you should keep in shape.
Producer Kat, when it comes to attractive people and not attractive people, do you think that you change how you behave and how you respond?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, do you treat good-looking people different to ugly people?
Probably.
And how do you even judge if someone's good-looking?
It just depends what your taste is, I guess.
So you treat someone differently based on the way they look?
I mean, it depends what kind of relationship I have with this person.
Say you just met them.
I don't know.
You would treat them differently. So say, for instance, you knew
No, nothing. I'm not a bad person, guys.
No. This is what everybody does this. So, for instance, what you're saying to me is that if you walked into a room and you didn't know anything about these people, but sitting on the couch was Melissa McCarthy and sitting on the other couch was Angelina Jolie, you would treat the two of them differently without knowing anything about them based on the one being fat and the one being thin.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah,
it's just a
true.
Human thing. I don't People know. Do. You don't do it intentionally.
People do that.
You don't do it to hurt them. It just happens.
Just is what it is. And also, one can get very intimidated by good-looking people.
No, they're very intimidating.
Yeah, and they don't know it because they're not smart.
Girls get intimidated by other girls all the time. I don't know if with guys too.
Yeah, guys will like try to be friends with good-looking people instead of being friends with like uglier people because that's cooler to be friends with good-looking people.
There's always an ugly friend in the group of guys and in a group of girls.
What, they call it the Duff, designated ugly fat friend, no?
Yeah,
there's a movie about it.
I know, I saw it.
You know, when I worked in America...
Oh,
somebody was like,
Wait, did you work in America? What did you do in America?
I kicked your ass.
What? No, wait, did you work at a summer camp, you said?
Yeah, I worked at a summer camp.
Okay, yeah.
And like one of the counselors was like, you know, it's oh, like the kids get homesick and they cry like the first couple of days. And then one of the counselors was like, it's always harder to comfort the ugly ones.
What?
That's typical American.
Yes, is that counselor needs a counselor?
Oh, my word. Yeah. Okay, let's shift gears for a second and talk about blowjobs.
How do you shift gears from that to blowjobs?
You're really just pulling out all the stops here.
Okay, so I got this off the Cliff Central website under Unused. There's now a fellatio cafe. Now, you can order your coffee for $40 and you get a blowjob with it as well. While you're getting the blowjob, they give you an iPad and you check on the iPad to order a prostitute. And this is all legal.
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland. How crazy is that? You get a coffee and a blowjob for $40. What's the exchange rate now?
15 Rand. It's about 800 bucks. No, less than 800. About 600.
That's not bad for a coffee and a blowjob.
A blowjob and a coffee.
Think about the coffee's probably given the exchange rate 100 Rand.
Do you see the person giving you the blowjob?
I think you have it while you have your coffee.
Or do you just stand and put it through a hole in the wall?
Glory hole. No. I'm pretty sure it's a bit like classy. You have it at like a private booth.
I don't know. I mean, classy is a strong word in anything to do with this context, Flax.
Would you ever go to a place like this?
Absolutely. I was there yesterday. There's holes in the wall. You stick it in. You grab your coffee and you just go.
Do you think it would do well here? Like a coffee shop where you can order a prostitute as well. Like you can have lunch and then you can have sex with the prostitute and then you can go back to work.
So like a brothel.
I don't know if you get coffee at brothels. I don't know if you even get food at brothels.
Listen, you were speaking about your hustle. Maybe you should add this to your list of things to
Creating
achieve.
The first fellatio cafe in South Africa. Nah.
That's hectic. Imagine what a horrible job that is to just suck dicks the whole day. that must just be the shittest job in the world.
It's a unique job. Like, not everyone can do it.
Also, then, how do you feel about your mouth at the end of the day? Imagine you have to... These poor women.
Imagine it's like, can I get a double espresso shot latte and a Latino on the side, please? cat found that funny.
Yeah, she did. I can hear her laughing in the room next door. This is horrible.
But out
horrible.
Of all places, Switzerland. I've been to Switzerland, and it's like the most chilled place ever. There's no crime. Everyone's like laid back. Everyone's friends. And now all of a sudden, there's this blowjob.
Prostitution is legal. Look, there's pros and cons to prostitution being legal in any country. And people can consistently have this argument as to whether it should be legal or not, because in South Africa it's not legal, and so prostitutes are unprotected. Well, unprotected, I mean,
they're not protected by the law.
Yeah, they might not be protected when they're actually having sex either. It's a problem. I just think this would be a horrible job to have. And then you can choose a prostitute off an iPad, it says here.
They haven't put the price of the prostitute from the iPad, but given that the coffee and the blowjob's 40 euros, I meant, I mean, how expensive is it extra just to have a bit of sex?
Maybe this is why the UK decided to opt out of being part of the EU. Maybe they don't like,
because this story just broke today.
Heavy.
Maybe we just uncovered something.
What a shit job. Okay, what else?
Did you see that photo of Kendall Jenner from the other day?
Did I've
never understood when women wear those see-through shirts.
When
those
did
sheer
she wear
shirts.
A see-through shirt?
She wore a see-through shirt the other day that you just, no bra, nothing, just a sheer, is that the word?
Yeah, yeah.
A sheer shirt that you could see her nipples, you could see her boobs, you could see her nipple ring even.
Let's have a look here on YouTube.
I don't know if it will be
Google,
on YouTube, but if you
Kendall
go.
Jenner sheer.
Sheer shirt. And tell me that might be a bit inappropriate. I don't know how old she is now. I think she's about 19 or 20.
No, yeah, you can see that whole situation.
Yeah, it's completely see-through. She might as well not wear a shirt. But like, I'm all for free the nipple and that, but I think there's a place and there's a time and there's an age.
She'll say, though, that it's part of being a supermodel. Was she wearing it, like, just to the shops, or was
she
wearing it?
She just wore it outside on the streets.
Well, listen, she's starting a new trend. This might not be the worst trend in the history of the world.
I don't know. Isn't that, like, your private parts,
it's,
though?
It's porn, yeah.
I wouldn't go say it's porn, but that is your private parts that
it's,
you now...
It's nipples.
Yeah,
nipples.
And you can see she's got a nipple ring. Like, she's now got nothing... Well, she's got one thing to... Or two things to hide.
Yeah, she does have a nipple ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think her sister as well has a nipple ring. But now all girls are going to be wearing these sheer shirts because Kendall Jenner wore it. And now there's just going to be free the nipple everywhere.
Free the nipple. Would you wear a sheer shirt?
No, I'm not. I'm not in good shape yet to wear a sheer shirt.
Sheer shirts could be the next frontier. Hey, listen, we've got an update on Ifani, apparently.
Oh, do we get him on the line?
Let's have a look here.
Flexachom yam.
You see, he does say it, eh? Flexachom yam.
That is cool.
Flexachom yam.
That is pretty swaggy. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, back in the studio, it must have been a couple months back when we were making that album.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Bro, you my chommy," and I was like, "Bro, you my chommy," and then he was like, "Flex my chommy," and then. It just so happens Wiz Beats was recording at the time.
Who's Wiz Beats?
Our producer.
Nice.
I mean, Swiss Beats. I messed that one up.
You should have owned it, Flax. I was thinking, like, Wiz Beats, who the hell is that?
Ugh, I messed that up.
Let's have a look. We've got a remix already of Flexachom Yam. Let's see.
No ways.
Flexachom Yam.
Woo. We must have.
Flexachom Yam.
It's very cool.
That's the dopest thing ever.
Mm. I want to hear about Dan Bilzerian's Snapchat.
Oh, tell me you follow him on Snapchat.
I didn't even know he was on Snapchat.
Okay, so he had an account a while back, but they deleted it. Because, I mean, obviously there's nudity and stuff. But he got a new account, but they'll delete it soon. So go follow him. It's something like Dan Bilzerian 111. Anyway, I watched him get on a private jet the other day, and he forgot he had a gun on him. So you see him take his gun out on the private jet, and he hands it to the dude at the front and says, "Sorry, I forgot I had this. Now it's your problem." But then how the hell did you get past security and all that with a gun on you?
He is like douchebag personified.
If this is what's happening on like the private jets, what's stopping someone from hiring a private jet and then crashing it into somewhere? Like, if Dan Bilzerian got a gun onto a private jet, what, like...
I still don't know how he has all this money.
Gambling and poker.
Poker, huh?
Then he was on the private jet, like he was sleeping on the private jet with like three naked girls.
Of course,
while his like security chilled in front, and he just goes everywhere with girls.
Doesn't seem like Leonardo DiCaprio is much better though. You've got a story here about him chilling, smoking vapes, and listening to headphones during fornication.
So
how do you know this? First of all,
some girl had sex with him, and then she released his sex habits. apparently he doesn't care about the woman in the sexual, like, what you call it? Sexual transaction or whatever you want to call it.
In sex.
In sex.
During sex.
Yeah, during sex. He doesn't care about the woman. He's all about himself. So as soon as they started having sex, she told, I don't know, whatever, gossip mag, that he put on a pair of headphones, started listening to music, lay there and just vaped until he was done. And then he basically just like shoved it off. And then that's it. That's how Leonardo DiCaprio has sex. Like, he thinks he's the shit.
He is cool, though, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he is dope.
I don't know how much plausibility there is to the story. It seems a little bit far-fetched.
Why?
I don't know.
I think a celebrity would do this.
You think so?
Who's that other one? I don't know if it was P. Diddy or Usher revealed that they listened to their iPod during sex. Or it might have been Floyd Mayweather that they listened to the iPod during sex and they listened to, like, their own music or something. I think P. Diddy listens to his own music while having sex.
What a level of self-indulgency. Okay. Would you want Leonardo DiCaprio's life?
Probably, yeah. Would you?
It's a good ad for vape as well. Vapes.
Vape while sex. Be Leonardo DiCaprio.
See, I don't know, because Leonardo DiCaprio comes across as like all this work that he does helping other people. He doesn't come across as this arrogant arsehole.
Yeah, but then you see him chilling on like a beach with like 20 chicks, young chicks.
Yeah, but that's obviously going to be part of it.
Leaving a club with the girls.
He's doing so much work for the universe.
I guess you can have
planet.
Best of both. You can do the dirty, the boinga boinga.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you can also help the planet.
Save the planet. Okay. What else, Flax?
A crazy little thing that's going viral at the moment at weddings. Mm. Marijuana. Like, even in the decor, people are having even little rolled joints on the tables just to, like, spice up weddings. Even at the reception, they're having, like, an open weed
bar. This is in countries where it's legal,
yeah,
right?
Obviously where it's legal.
Okay.
But there's even a company called Bud and Blossoms that organizes, like, your floral arrangement to be weed plants and stuff like that. And so your guests can get high, and obviously they'll laugh their heads off during speeches, and they'll dance and stuff like that. But imagine this hit South African shores.
Well, be illegal, number one.
Yeah, of course it would be illegal, but this would no one would do it.
Change
it.
You see, I think it would just make a wedding too mellow. Weddings are supposed to be like celebratory and like party hard. This, everyone would be sitting around, you know, looking at the centerpiece for 3 hours.
Completely
as opposed
stoned.
To listening to this. Yeah, I don't know.
Completely stoned. And then the caterer.
Not that I have anything against people who smoke weed.
Then the caterer is probably like, oh my God, guys, this is a weed wedding. We should have bought double of everything.
No, you could just serve steers because everyone's going to get the munchies. They're not going to know what it tastes like.
Yeah, but they'll start eating the table. They'll start eating the chairs.
That would have to be very strong weed, Flax.
Even if I lived
We're not talking about shrooms.
No. Shrooms were involved as well.
Oh, no.
On the table in little boxes, they had shrooms.
Oh, no.
And then they also had like ecstasy pills and stuff like that.
Oh, jeez. Well, are you sure that this was a wedding and not a crack house?
This is a new thing at weddings.
Wow. Producer like, Kat, have you been into any weddings recently where there's been ecstasy on the tables?
Thanks, you too. Sorry, what?
What are you doing?
Hi, over here. You been to any weddings recently where there's drugs on the table?
No, definitely not. Even if there was, I don't do drugs. So,
remember G Easy's party where he had drugs just everywhere and everyone was high and stoned and stuff? So celebrities are even putting it into their parties.
It's too much, bro. I don't know about taking a wedding and doing drugs at the wedding seems a little bit far-fetched. All right, we got to wrap this up, Flax. Give me one last final power story.
One Direction, you can basically call them done as a band because Harry Styles has reportedly signed a solo deal with Columbian Records, and this is the same record label that One Direction is signed to.
And Zayn, I think.
So basically, One Direction's done. Harry Styles, the lead singer's gone elsewhere. Zayn Malik went elsewhere. He's doing much better than he was with the band.
Well, I don't know if he is. Zayn Malik was supposed to perform at a big gig in the UK about a week or two ago.
What happened?
He pulled out. He said he's got anxiety worse than he's ever had in his life before, and he can't bring himself to perform. He has to pull out of the whole thing.
Drama queen.
He is a huge drama queen. Fame has really screwed him up.
Oh, his songs are much better after One Direction. And no one really knows the other dudes in One Direction. So it was Harry Styles and Zayn Malik. So now Zayn's gone. Harry's going to be going soon.
I wonder what kind of music Harry's going to make.
probably similar to Zane's music.
Maybe, a little bit. All right, that is all the latest from Michael Flax. How do we touch base all day?
You can follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, M-I-K-E-F-L-A-X. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Michael Flax, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-F-L-A-X. And I think that's all my social media handles.
Big weekend plans?
Probably. Weekends, I just do them as they come.
Nice.
But you can follow it on Snapchat.
Power. There you go. Flax, thanks for stopping by. That there is this week's edition of Relax. It's Flax. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.